Hi everyone, welcome to the Chill Sisters podcast. My name is Aisha Sani Abubakar. I am the team lead of back engagement at AutoCheck Africa, and I'm also a woman empowerment advocate. Today on the Chill Sisters, we talked about our 2024 reflections so far. We also talked about relationship advices, how you're supposed to mend relationship with family. You know, this trend of this to this, girl to girl, boy to boy, and all that. So grateful I was here. Thank you.
Hey. Hello, boys and girls. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Chill Sisters
Hello.
podcast. My name is Rashida.
And I'm Yelsis Ladu. I'll be recording live from Rashida. Rashida, I will swear for you this afternoon. I'm recording live from Abuja,
Somebody's back to base.
Nigeria. See how excited Rashida is. Kai, no, Nigerians, on our wickedness, you carry it home and abroad.
There is
Kai,
no
kai,
more
kai. So,
American
why are
in
you
my
happy now?
busting Massachusetts. American
So,
in my.
why are you happy?
No, I'm
Can you
not
explain
happy.
to us?
No, I'm not happy.
No, please. Your face cannot be happy, and your words are saying you are not happy, and I'll accept that. Be happy. Don't worry.
You know that today is to say that my mouth has learned to shut up, but my facial expression, it can never. That's what is happening now. Ilsis,
Yes.
you can see that I'm excited. You can see I'm smiling.
Yeah,
My
doubly,
smile is
doubly ex
different.
excited.
We have decided that this is our last episode of the year. Let us do
We don't
farewell.
try.
We don't try. We need to go and rest. We need to
It didn't
rest.
easy,
No, it's
as
not
they
easy.
say.
We've been giving back-to-back episodes. We've been trying. We know we've missed one or two episodes, but we've been trying.
Due
We've
to
been
unforeseen circumstances.
due to unforeseen circumstances when life happened. What best way to end this year, to end this episode, than to say we have a guest?
Drum roll.
Yay! Drum roll.
We do have a special guest for you
We do have
guys.
a
At
special
least
guest.
this our whole body.
Yes. It was not right for us to end the year without a guest. So let's end the year with a guest. Our guest is Aisha Sani. You see, Aisha is my sister-in-law.
I know now. That's why you are
Just in
doubly
case
happy.
you don't know, Aisha is my sister-in-law, and we have been cordial. There's no fight on this side of We have mutual understanding and mutual respect for each other. So Aisha, take your flowers.
Fantastic.
It's good to have you here. When I said, Aisha, would you like to come? It didn't take up to 2 seconds. She said, anything, in her own words, anything for you, big sis. So thank
We
you.
love it.
Yeah, thank you so
We love
much
to
for
see it.
coming. Thank you for doing us the honors to come to our last episode of the year.
Thank you so
So,
much.
hi everyone. My name is Aisha, and I'm so happy to be here to give a little bit of statement. Rashida is my, my perfect brother's wife,
Yay.
and we've been
Hey.
cordial from the beginning. Sorry, Susan, I
I
yelled
object
you.
to. Can we object?
There's
Can
no
we
objection. You
object?
see, let's just pretend and move forward from here.
Thank God, this is pretend.
Just pretend
No,
that,
really.
Rashida
Yes.
cannot stress my life, and somebody will come and be giving this kind of accolades. I
Let
will
me
fight
blow
you.
her. Let me blow her trumpets now. Let me blow her trumpets.
You
It's
see,
not
please allow
easy
me to
now.
have
We need
this
to make a
moment now.
run
What's your
now.
problem?
Okay, no wala. Let's like you rightly said. Let's pretend. Let's go. And we are all ears, Aisha. Please, huh?
All right, okay, let me not go much into details, really. Right, I'm just so happy. What you guys are doing is amazing,
Oh, thank
and I'm
you.
so happy because when she started this episode from the beginning, I was like, oh, this is really a nice initiative. And even though I don't really say much, I do in my own free time, I do sometimes listen to it. I'm like, oh wow, this is really fun. You guys are just having fun, sharing gist, and sometimes like giving out insightful opinions. So that's really amazing. Kudos,
Oh,
big
yeah. Thank you.
sis, and kudos to you too, you sis. Thank you for having me here. I
Thank
really
you,
hope I
thank you,
do
thank
great
you
job
for
today.
being here.
Pleasure
Yes.
is all mine.
Yeah, thank you, Aisha. Usually we start the podcast by saying how everybody's week went. So how was your week? What was the exciting thing you did this week?
Oh,
Wow,
non-exciting thing. We are
exciting. Or
here for it.
non-exciting. We are here for everything.
Okay, well, so let's start with the good part and then we'll end it with the non-exciting part. So the exciting part, basically was, so I have a friend that I went, so to give context, I went to a leadership athletic program this year, and I met some amazing ladies, like 40 ladies across Africa, and we just became tribe, you know, Circle of Women, pushing each other to success and all that. So one of my tribes, Oluwatobi, she's like a OAP, and she's like, she's already growing into the industry of OAP. She was like, Aisha, we like to come to one of our shows and just share your insights. I was like, trust me, idea available, idea campaign.
Idea.
On a Monday, and it was like, it was on a Monday. I was like, there's trouble. I have to go to the office and all. But I have an amazing boss. Shout out to him, Mr. Oluwatobi. He was like, no problem. Just go do your thing.
Oh,
just
one that's hour. Nice. I'm
going between office hours.
Yeah.
I found myself in 102.7 FM.
Gege.
With the OAP Japan M. She's so amazing. Oh. And then we'll talk about career visibility. So me, I'm always about women empowerment, gender
inclusion.
You know, we must grow. Like, we must just grow. There's no
we are
we must be giving back to back.
Yes.
So that was the exciting and the highlight of my week.
What a week.
That's the exciting part.
I listened live to one of the interviews, and it was a nice conversation. And I'm proud of you, Aisha. Oh. You've been, from when you started working to now, you've had growth, and it's amazing to see. So really, I know I don't tell you that a lot, but like, I'm really proud of what you're doing and what you've been able to achieve.
Please, we've gotten onions.
There's no onions anywhere, Aisha. Please, wait. Please, are you people going to come here and be doing sisterly love, or we are going to your place? Rashida, you know anything that you'll be happy like this, I'll be beefing it.
You don't like my happiness.
Back to the non-exciting part, really, I'll just say, just the stress of Lagos commuting is crazy. So like, the most annoying part was yesterday. So, you know, being Friday, I was in my native, I was feeling myself when I closed from the office, and I had to stay in the bus stop for 48 minutes
looking
for a bus. So initially I was thinking, you know what, let me just do big gear style, let me call Uber or Bolt. But when I look at the surge, being December, you know, this is not what it was. I cannot just waste money for one ride. Let me just go back to my So I just had to stay at the bus. In my head, I was like, you know what? I think I need a car. In my head, I was already planning. I work in Auto Check Africa, a car company. And you know, we do auto financing. So shout out to my company, Auto Check Africa. We do auto loan financing. If you want to get your car, you want to buy your car, you need car.
Aisha is doing advert. Rashida, you didn't tell me this thing would be like that.
Now we are in the shop.
But I love it. Your company. You
know, we don't mind.
That's how I actually found myself at the bus stop. But 8 minutes shy, eventually I got a bus. So it was just stressful for me all through yesterday. It kind of killed my vibe and all. So it was my week. My week was in a nutshell, my week was a bit great. There was a lot of work, there was a lot of advancement, there was a lot of hiccups. But at the end of the day, it was fulfilling. So that was it for me.
Aww.
And thank God you are ending it with the Chill Sisters podcast.
Making it chill.
You need to check. What a week. Fantastic. I love it.
Ilses, how was yours?
Rashida, where do I start? So my week, all right, alhamdulillah, like I always say, but because I was about to come back, the weekend was like busy for me. On Monday, I was on my way. I told Rashida whilst I was transiting, I know Reinazip, actually, the moment I get there.
Of course.
I got to Nigeria, the flight was full to the brim. I'm guessing people are coming back for Christmas, for the holidays.
30 December.
So, yes, it was to the brim. As usual, Nigerians will not behave. We didn't take off on time. Like 30, 40 minutes added. Why? You know, you are entitled to 2 bags, 3, depending on class you are. The overhead storage was full. Nigerians were packing things. So they had to sort everything out. And don't forget, I was already tired because of the time difference. I don't usually sleep while traveling. I don't know. I've tried. It's very rare. 9 out of 10 times I would not sleep. So I was just tired. We got to Nigeria after the long journey. Rashida, waiting for our luggage.
Welcome to the motherland.
Thank you very much. Waiting for our luggage. Yeoni, Gobini, after almost an hour. Oh my God. Before you know it, the carousel stopped. They say, baggage don't finish. I say, I don't understand. I didn't see even one of mine. So it cannot finish. Please, can you people say, Are we plenty? The amount of people that didn't see their bags is crazy. Like, it doesn't make sense that this much number of people don't have their bags.
Oh, God.
Went straight to this table set up there for lost bags.
They already knew.
Whatever you have there for. They knew now. We plenty. Some people, 6 bags. There's a family that didn't see 11 bags. What? So, at the end of the day, we started receiving emails that the bags were left in London. It would be coming the next day. But the upsetting thing was, for me, there are people that are traveling onwards. Abuja is not their last stop. There are people going to Lagos, Pathak, or wherever. And you're casually telling people to come back tomorrow. As in, how now? What does that even mean? I'm like, what kind of thing is this? And BA, they know they do this to Nigeria and get away with it. Nothing will happen.
Of course. What will happen?
Nothing will happen. Like, in a same society, I remember my sister, when we went to Saudi Umrah early this year around May, they left her bag in Jeddah. They sent it to her to Medina, to her hotel.
Oh.
And that is how it's supposed to be.
That's a working
system. You understand?
System.
You cannot tell me to come back tomorrow because now I have to look for a hotel. What if I have something to do in Lagos that same day and all that? I had planned my trip already. So it's crazy. Another one that I feel bad for is this lady. She came with her daughter and infant. Do you know, only this stroller came. No. None of her bags, the baby's food, clothing, wipers, diapers, everything will be in that bag. Anyway, the time difference has been hitting me. I can't sleep till after Fajr prayer and all that. It's all easy for me when I travel to US to switch to their time than when I come back. Body aches and all that. Couple the light issue. Thank God it's Hamantan, so the weather has been fine. So Rashida, please, Alhamdulillah. But that's been my week. It stresses you, but even too, you are tired.
Even me, I'm tired on your behalf. This is what I miss. I love it when you
complain
about.
Aisha, you see why I'm beefing your sister-in-law. I cannot be happy when she's having a very good week.
Because for the past how many episodes? 3 episodes or so, you've not complained. You've just been like, fine. But look at now. You've used 5 minutes of our time to tell us about Nigeria problem. Immediately you landed. I love it. You need Nigeria in your life.
No, I don't need it too, Rashida, please. Anyway, how was your own week? This one that you put jacket, like 4 jackets inside house. This cold will finish you for me. That's my consolation.
It's cold. I haven't seen the sun in the past how many days? Wallahi, there's no sun.
Really?
Like, I've not seen sun. I can't remember when last I saw sun.
Yeah.
But that's where it's cold, 6 degrees currently. It feels like maybe minus something. I don't know. But my week, what happened this week? If I take long to think about it, that means nothing exciting happened. Nah, I don't think there's anything that happened worth sharing. Nah. It was just a chilled week.
Nice.
Oh, the kids are going to have a class party. So I went shopping to go buy them some snacks. And I think that was the only thing I did this week.
What a week.
Then editing. And that's it.
That's a boring week.
Very boring. No, there's nothing. I didn't do anything. It's holiday season. By next week, everybody will be on holidays. So maybe I'll find one or two things to do to lighten up my life.
Well, alhamdulillah, now you're healthy.
It's my birthday month.
Together.
My birthday month on the 23rd of...
I have some amazing people in December.
I think a lot of things happen in December. My sister is getting married this December. It's my birthday week. I have an auntie that has her wedding anniversary. Wow. One of my aunties has her birthday. Another uncle has his birthday. I'm like, this December, people will not do it for me. I used to think that I was a special child. December was my month, but... there was a video that said, you see, this December is for all of us. You December children, just forget about it. December is for everybody.
As in,
that's really the part now. December is everybody to relax and unwind after a whole year.
When it's 15, that all our employees, the bosses, they should forget about it. People are just coming into that office, but their mind is
I don't think they are productive.
Are you saying 15? In my own opinion, from December 1st, people are already tired.
It's tiring. So since we are wrapping up the year, do we want to say everything we are grateful for this year? Let's start with you, Aisha. What are the things you're grateful for this year?
Oh, wow. This is a very amazing question. They're a bit emotional for me. So I would say this year, I team this year as my year of grace. Not because I saw the grace coming, but funny enough, from January, I just told myself, this is going to be my year of grace. I attended the program and they were like, write your 10 to-do list. You must follow it. So funny enough, I wrote those 10 to-do lists there. But I don't even know where that paper was. I only saw that paper, I think, in November. I think November 20. I was not even looking for it. I was just trying to bring out my locker in the office, check some things. And I just saw, like, wow, so this paper is still here. And when I checked that paper, I was able to achieve 8 out of 10. I was like, wow.
Stop it. Oh, wow. That's amazing.
And I saw a lot of people sharing the same thing for Rashida. I need to enter that thing. What do they call it? What do they something board?
Vision board.
That they wish they would do this. It's not goal vision, setting. Something board. And like they achieved most of T2. This manifestation. It's like the thing they welcome, right?
As a name, so there was a lady at the program to give context. She Can Africa was the program. A very thought leader, architect of knowledge. Her name is Grace Ofuri. If you hear She Money, she's very popular here in Nigeria. You can check her on social media. She's very amazing. She was thinking
what's
about
her name again?
You just have to believe Grace Ofuri. You just have to believe what you do. You just have to believe that you can do it, you can achieve it. Let me write it down now and see how it goes. I wrote it down and I forget about it really. But still, I achieved 8 out of 10.
No, that's amazing.
That's
A plus plus.
So from January, I started with my project management quiz. I did it project management. I decided to say, you know what? I want to be more visible on LinkedIn, not just visible. I want to start posting, writing a Sunday motivation by Aisha. I started that in March, but it was a bit shaky. There was no much of content. There was no strategy around it. And then I come across Leap Africa application. I applied. I was selected for the online phase across among, let's say, 7,000 people in Africa. I wasn't even selected. I was like, oh, wow. So the online phase was an amazing step for me because that was where I needed to understand where I was going to in my life, in my career life, basically. After the 10 module, there was assessment. It was not easy for me to take the assessment because network was fucking me up on that day and I was scared I would not pass the assessment. But alhamdulillah, shukran ya Rabbi, I passed my assessment with a flying color, 80 over 100. And I was like, okay, there's going to be a boot camp and it's going to be a selection. For some reason, I just knew I was going to see it to the end, but I didn't know if I was going to be selected for the boot camp. And yet again, I was selected for the boot camp.
Oh,
and then I had to take a leave. It was on the island here in Lagos, in Nigeria, on the island, Dover Hotel. We were there for a week, and it was all about career, disability, career development, even personal life, how to grow yourself, how to be the boss lady. Shout out to amazing facilitators, Inya Bimbola, Sheya Desai, Manuel Faith. These are like thought people that are very great in what they do. They are versatile in what they do. Like bringing them there to come and, you know, speak to us, encourage us. You know, that was like the highlight of my year. So after Leap Africa, I was supposed to just go back, you know, and continue. And then I knew that, okay, I knew what I wanted to do in my career. I started pushing my Sunday motivation by Aisha. Shout out to Mr. Ferdinand Eruka. He works in Leap Africa also. He told me, you know what? You need to structuralize it, add picture vibes to it. So it was something beautiful for me because I started bringing leaders across different professions to come and say their view on topics. I write a topic and then I bring a professional leader to also share their views on the topic. Within 3-4 months, I saw the visibility on LinkedIn, getting DMs from people. You know, people you never thought would actually reach out to you. It's kind of opened doors to me. And then there's one thing I always want to do in my life. Let me not take all your time. It was actually like going to Medina and Mecca and, you know, she don't understand. She knows how it was. Like, it was a big deal for me, like in November, alhamdulillah. Like, it was the best experience this year, you know, going to Rwanda to Nabil, just having the physical view of the Kaaba, spending 10 beautiful days in that environment was like the divine intervention I needed. Because in that place, actually, I would say something somewhere stuck to me and I kind of find a path that I want to follow. So I'm not going to tell that part here because I've not really started working on it yet. But I'm sure maybe you guys might invite me again someday and I'm going to share that part.
Please.
So I believe this year has really been a year of grace for me. I'm grown, alhamdulillah. Like, things have been going well for me. My business blinked. I started with just 300k for my business, but alhamdulillah, we're sitting in seven figures now. It's not easy. My customers.
You would have started with that too, Aisha, you know.
That glitch part, I remember, you know,
I just
the last
the best for
night.
The last, you know, that kind of thing. So yes, it has been a year of amazing grace for me. And I think one thing I really thought I was going to achieve was settling down. I met someone. I was like, okay, you know what? This is the person and everything. But I'm just grateful to Almighty Allah that I didn't work out, because in the end of the day, I was able to see some true colors that I didn't know were hidden. So yeah, this year has just been grace. God has just been on my matter. Like, you see this girl?
Aisha, this is Aisha.
No, it's Aisha.
It's my year.
You just leave it for Aisha. We don't leave this year for yourself. Me, I'm not adding anything. She has taken the year. Take it.
Oh, that's amazing.
No, I'm happy for you. Yeah, let's share it together. Amazing. It's for all of us. Alhamdulillah.
Oh, that's great.
It's beautiful. I love it. She mixed everything. Everything was intertwined, you know, and I love how
it's meant to happen. Yeah.
Rashida, but we know, we always say this, like, number one, you just have to give it to Allah. Like, you prayerful, then you work it.
Yeah.
Things will happen. Things will just happen, and things will fall in place as they should be. Have faith, you know, do the work, and that's it. Alhamdulillah, I'm happy for you, Aisha.
Yeah, I'm really happy for you. That's great. For you.
And inshallah, next year will
be better.
Aisha, wait. Can we do this, Rashida? Aisha, whether we invited during the year, we close it with Aisha.
Let's close, yeah. He needs to come back and tell us.
Let's
close it.
Yeah, we can, even if we have somebody else, but Aisha will be at the closing line.
Yeah, we'll make sure she's the last person.
It should be a yearly thing, so that she'll come and tell us. Life.
Yeah.
Inshallah.
That'll be great.
Alive and well, inshallah. Yeah. I love it. Rashida, please go ahead.
Hey, no, God has been faithful this year. You have to think about it. It's plenty.
Why did you laugh like that? The grace is plenty. It's too much. You didn't fear me, sir.
Yeah. For me, you know, I take life as everything is a blessing. Everything is a lesson. Allah will not make something happen in your life if he knew it was not meant to happen, or if he knew there wasn't a way out. Or so, even when things are bad, I take it as a blessing. Every time I say this is a blessing, I should take the lesson out of it instead of dwelling on it. And you know that our prayer that we used to pray, the sad part pass.
I mean, no,
may it not be there and may it not dwell forever. I just take it as a lesson. This year, I'll say alhamdulillah. I'm grateful for this year. This year has been amazing. Blessings upon blessings. Not just for me, but for my family as a whole. I can't even quantify it. It's beyond what we ever thought would happen. And I'm just grateful for Allah. I was privileged to visit the Kaaba too this year. Beautiful experience.
People should carry me to this Kaaba now.
You're not serious. As if you didn't go before everybody. Don't annoy me.
She must show her true color, even while giving thanks.
So this year has really been amazing. I just have to say alhamdulillah. The year has been great. Allah has been merciful. Allah has been wonderful, not just for me, even for my extended family. I'm just grateful, and I hope that next year will be better and better and better.
Inshallah.
Yus, it's your turn. How was the year for you?
This year, I want to tag it. I want to give it a name. No, you know what those churches do now? Year of what? This year of Wanene. You understand that they'll have stickers that is in front of their doors, or they paste it on
year
their
year of
cars.
Grace. Year of finding husband.
I need a tagline for it. Year of monumental breakthrough and grace. Because there's nothing I can, like, I don't know the adjective to use, but it's like that for me. Alhamdulillah. No, like, this year, I always say, like, Miko, I'm Allah's favorite. Like, there's nothing you can tell me.
What do you want to now say about me?
Allah's favorite.
Where do you want to now
Allah's
put favorite. Me?
No. Like, I was able to, like, how would I even put it? Alhamdulillah. What was supposed to be, like, detrimental turned out to be the opposite for me, right? But I will not forget to add the fact that I had that belief right from the beginning. When people didn't see it, I stuck to my gods. I believed, because I had total trust in Allah. I believed. And he came forth for me. Like, he came through for me in ways I could not. Like, it's too much. Only me.
Yeah.
Do you understand? So, that's one part. In my photography journey, I met a lot of amazing people. Like amazing. I learned a lot this year. Aside from learning on my photography, then I had personal studies, one of which we did with Rashida. I will not forget that. Then family, the support system I had was out of this world.
Yeah.
Family, friends was crazy. I saw true colors. You know when they talk about true colors, like
yeah,
this year was, I saw true colors and I knew my strengths. I knew my strengths. I knew my boundaries. This year was, I knew myself, but this year it showed me who I really was, right? And I knew the extent to which a human being can change. I had understanding of people, but then it was like a master class in what I already knew. I got to know, alhamdulillah. Then I got to know that things come to me naturally. I don't have to fight for it,
of course.
And I always believe that whatever you do in this life, you do with one mind, one heart, not because of people.
Yep.
I have a stronger conviction on that. Do it with my one mind, one heart. Don't do it to please people, but because you are setting yourself for failure. This year, this belief again, Rashida, is strong pass. So whatever you do it with one mind. Don't care what people think. If between you and Allah, you know what you're doing is, yes,
right,
it's okay. Forget, everybody will be fine.
Everybody will be fine, right? I always
and
say.
Everybody will be fine. And I get to know that we know people are selfish, but the degree is mad. Take care of yourself. Take care of you, especially for women. I would say this is what I take care of yourself. Don't put yourself last and everybody first, right? You're not saying be a bad person, but take care of yourself. I traveled this year. I went to Mecca. Oh my God, I needed to go. I went to Mecca and Rashida, you know, alhamdulillah, I was so happy I did. That I needed that journey.
You needed that journey.
And
yeah.
Then other travels.
Oh, we had a wonderful year of ascension. Year.
Alhamdulillah.
Yes. And I hope it next year will even be better than this year.
Of course. I've met a lot of great people, great people. Allah have opened so many doors for me. Alhamdulillah.
The fact that this platform gives us the opportunity to, it's like our journal to see how great the year was. And down the line, many years to come from now, we'll be able to go back and see how Allah has been faithful and and how he has been amazing.
You
to
see
us.
Why I said we want Aisha to come back. You see, next year, inshallah, we will now compare notes.
Talking about that, I saw this that relates with what we are saying, and it says one thing I made peace with in 2024 is that I don't have to go above and beyond for others. I don't have to always be the bigger person. I don't have to fix what I did not break. Please, let's emphasize
my sister
on what I did not break. I don't have to show up for those.
Please
who
loud
show
that
up
loud it increase the microphone.
She said loud it.
I don't,
this one Aisha.
Personally. I don't have to show up for those who don't show up for me. And I definitely don't have to sacrifice my own happiness to please anyone else. That
Not
sums
at all.
Up
don't
my
even
2024.
Do it. Don't even do it.
Don't even
it.
Try it.
You are don't wasting try. Your time. People will say, did I ask you to? And exactly. It's true, actually.
Mm-hmm.
But it's true. Think about it. It's true. Who sent you?
Nobody.
You know, you are not a savior.
Did I press?
Did I send you?
Did I choke your neck?
Uh-huh.
Aisha, our specialty, what we do on this podcast is we go on the streets. There's no The Chill Sister podcast without going on the street. So let's hear your insight on this one. This one says,
you want to hear it?
Please, I need your help. I got married to my husband and we dated for 4 years before we got married. It was a marriage of love. 3 weeks into the marriage, we visited his mom for the first time. And during a conversation, she said that we should not be quick to give birth to children. We should wait first and see how the marriage is going to be. Please, what does she mean by this? Because I'm kind of processing this thought. Aisha, did you hear that?
Loud and clear.
What do you
they
think got, about
they
that?
They dated for 4 years. They love each other so much. And his mother is saying that she should wait.
They should not give birth first. Let them wait and see how the marriage is going to be. Let them see if they are compatible.
One thing is pointing out here. The mother was not in support of the marriage from the beginning. And the guy was not faithful enough. Maybe he doesn't want to lose her. Let me not use the word faithful. Maybe the guy was afraid not to lose her. And he didn't tell her that part that, see, my mom does not like you or does not want me to get married to you. So probably he was able to manage. And that was the problem. He was able to manage the mother to say, please, let me get her. With time, you will like her.
Hey,
and
God,
then he gave the girl the feedback that my mom loves you and she really wants you to be her daughter. In a situation like this, really, I think, you know, we Africans, we have this mentality of saying, he's my mother-in-law, you have to be very respectful, you don't have to talk back.
Yeah.
So I'm not saying she should talk back, but she needs to sit down and have a conversation with the woman.
Yeah, she should ask why.
Because at this point, there's nobody that can give her the answer she needs. I can't give her the answer she needs. Funny enough, you or anybody else can give her the answer.
No, we can't
she
give
needs.
Her. Yeah.
She needs to sit her mother-in-law down to say, oh, in a very, very respectful way, I have to say, oh, mommy, what did you say I should not put to bed? Is it because she might even go ahead and say, is it because of the economy, or do you think you're? There should be the one that will hit the nail on the wall to say this is it. I think there's one thing I've actually opened my eyes to is relationship. People are not understanding that there is more to relationship.
Yeah,
it's not just about, oh, I like you, I want to spend the rest of my life with you. Do your family like me?
Very important.
Do your family want to spend the rest of my life with them?
Yeah,
because you're not marrying the man, you're marrying the family.
No matter how you look at it.
If you're on a red flag, forget it. There's nothing you're going to do that is going to be appreciative. And when things are not going well with the husband, you might need the family. You will always need the family.
Yeah. And but sometimes the family used to support. You know, they used to say blood is thicker than water. This family will support him. When it comes to time, they will dump you and support their family.
Yes, they might dump you and support their family. But really, there will still be that mutual understanding.
There will be.
There's somebody that will say, let's ask her a sign of this. Because there is that love. And that one person that you want to love you is your mother-in-law. Your mother-in-law is very, very important. If everybody in the family loves you and she's pointing at you, because, you know, there is this kind of feminine masculinity between a mother and a son. Feminine masculinity love, that they always have this kind of feminine love for their mothers. A son can, maybe it's his sister, is that, but when it comes to their mothers, there's this kind of soft touch they do have for them. So it's always easy to know where you stand. So at this point, since she didn't know where she stands and she went into the marriage and now she's getting that kind of feedback, there's no cause for alarm. She just needs to sit down with the mother-in-law.
But Aisha, wait, me, I just have one question. What if the mother-in-law knows her son perfectly and is looking out for the daughter? Because me, I think the mother-in-law gave her a good advice. The way men are moving anyhow.
Exactly. Well, that's another point. That's another point.
I think she's giving her maybe she knows that there's something wrong with this guy. Maybe she has been seeing his movements.
It still boils down to the fact that let her sit her down and ask her, why did she say so?
Why did she? Yes,
because
that
we
is
just keep saying, we can spend the whole day here saying, oh, maybe this, maybe the guy is not a responsible person. Maybe, but we don't really know the real story. We don't know the facts. So she has to sum up that courage in a very respectful, interactive, sweet situation to throw it out to the mother-in-law to say, mommy, why did you say that? We should hold on.
To me, Rashida, it's a good advice. So. And it seems, mommy.
That's what I said. The way men are moving.
And she knows her son now better than you. At least with you, get to know him better than anybody in this world. But that, but generally, it's even a good advice.
It's a good advice.
Unless we don't know their plans, Sha, because, you know, couples, you have all these plans. First year, you want to have how many? They want to finish having the kids so that they will enjoy themselves. You know, Rashida, you know, imagination is good now before you enter. But it's good advice. No,
I think it's a good advice. But I would have loved
I've never heard a mother-in-law that
I've
was
never heard
a like
mother.
This.
No, this one.
Rashida, all these stories that we've been hearing, have you ever heard?
No, because I think it's good advice.
Normally, it's the opposite. You'd be like, you better get pregnant. I need to hold my grandchildren. That's what they will tell you. So I'm with mother-in-law on this one, Rashida.
Aisha said that. What type of advice
trying
is this
chicken,
one?
You know, I know you are with mother-in-law, but you don't know the intent of what made her say it. As mother-in-law said, and the like of that, she still needs to know why.
She still needs to know why. Yes.
But Aisha, do you think she will ever tell her the real reason why? She won't know.
There is a way she's going to approach. See, that's one thing. I think we always come to the conclusion that, oh, this person is an elderly person. But there's a way you can actually approach these people and speak to them in a way that they will understand. Mm. And she would tell her why. So she needs to know the why. So let me give you a little bit of just a brief context. I know somebody that she got married, right, to the guy, and they are living okay. The love is so beautiful. You know, this, oh, Romeo and Juliet kind of a thing. She was pregnant. So the guy had to japa. He japa and left her in Nigeria. And her mother-in-law was telling her that she should go and abort the baby. They are married. They are married though. Not maybe they were in a relationship. And when the go and come, she discovered that the mother-in-law was not in support of the marriage. She asked somebody she wanted the guy to marry. And she was already thinking the girl was having extramarital affairs.
Oh, God.
So that japa that she took her son to japa, the girl noticed that the guy has been distant from her. He's not even checking up on her and everything. In the long run, they told the guy that there is extramarital affair. They've gone and find out. Pastors, voodoo or whatever said that. And so the guy just said he wanted to japa. Knowing that japa was end of that relationship.
Oh, no.
He left her in Nigeria. No.
Wow.
I think that she, fortunately or unfortunately, she gave birth to twins. And she's getting
This kind is
you know, funny enough, when you look at that children, they look at that, like that man. Like, they look
that,
like him.
That's the part.
That would be my next point, too. I wanted to say, children that they don't like, all this spitting image of the father, so that
that why is important, whether we like it or not, whether it's a positive why or a negative why.
Yeah, I agree with you
for our own
that,
sanity and mental
why,
health.
But I will not say it's bad advice, because from your angle, it makes sense. It actually makes sense. And with this story that you gave, right?
Yeah.
And given the fact that we are Nigerians and we know, like what we said, what kind of mother-in-law is this? Because she's straying away from the normal mother-in-law behavior that we usually hear in Nigeria, right? You saying that actually makes sense. Like, that angle makes sense. But in general, we won't say it's bad advice. Coming from another adult that has been married for so many years, telling you that you should know each other and all that. So
very advisable for you to get to know each other for the few years of the marriage before, because by the time kids come in, forget it, you guys will be finding yourself. This next one says, I remembered when my boyfriend in the university told me his cousin got admission into our school. On her matric day, I was running around serving her guests and all. I even slept on the floor and allowed her and my man to sleep on the bed. I later found out that they were dating and never cousins.
It's a very, very, you know, a very shocking revelation that someone has to process. Find out she's his cousin, right?
Yeah.
Matriculation. Mm. She came all the way down. But that part where they had to sleep on the bed, that should have ring a bell now that something is wrong somewhere.
She was doing good in law.
Ideally, the guy should be the one to sleep on the floor. And then she and the cousin will sleep on the bed.
I didn't even think about it that way. It's true.
There's nothing like good anything. Gender is not the same thing. So,
why is true?
The girl, sleep on the bed. You
why
sleep
is it?
On the
yes.
Floor. And then again, why are you staying in your boyfriend's house when you are not married? This one is not love, this one is stupidity. You are in school, you have an hostel to yourself. He has his own hostel, probably staying outside the campus.
Yeah,
you can be in a relationship and you can visit him and you can go back to your
wife
house.
Material 100 years.
He has not married you. If I can not summarize it, she was definitely cooking, washing,
it's possible,
doing the whole wife
she was in wife team.
So this one thing ladies need to understand, yes, because if you like, be a slave to a man. If you are not the one who wants to
marry,
guys like ladies that have standards, they don't like ladies that are too everyday. One of those days when our parents are homely. Now, you have to ask standard to yourself to say, you know,
of course,
I also have standards. And then that's when he's going to respect you. Obviously, she left her education to be doing wifey material for a guy. What do you expect? He has to be
the
one
that left her education.
You probably want a lady that will show standard, that will show she has levels. At least she came there, she was washing plates, cooking, even sleeping on the
floor. No, it's not that deep.
In fact, this story, I don't even know what to say about it, but really, if there's one thing I would say is, ladies, we need to step up with the way we act and relate in relationship. You have to show your standard.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean whether you want to marry.
Who will marry you, we marry
you. No man will come, but it's how you sell yourself. Everyone may change value. Your value will change with the way you address yourself. It's the way you carry yourself that will determine who will walk up to you to ask you questions of relationship.
Mm-hmm.
If you sell yourself, like, let me say, like, I get bread, really grants will come for you. But if you sell yourself like a sliced bread, you know, all this ground square bread, forget it.
How you behave is who you attract.
It is who you attract. It is how you reflect yourself that will determine who you attract.
You attract.
For her, I guess it was part of our own cross in life. I think she has learned an experience.
She has learned a lesson. Yeah, some things
she
happen.
She has moved on.
You know, sometimes we don't learn things if it doesn't happen to us directly. You have to, like, it has to happen to you before you pick the lesson from it. So maybe this was her own, but she has shared it with some people, and it's a good thing to share so that the next woman doesn't do the same thing. It doesn't even make sense why you're cooking. You're in the university, he's in the university, you're cooking for him, you're cleaning after him.
Is he paying your school fees?
Is he paying your school fees? Your
parents, or is he your lecturer and I will sign your exams?
Cleaning.
Exactly.
Even if he was your lecturer, a man that will not marry you.
I've seen guys that cook from boys' hostel to bring for girls in girls' hostel before.
Standard.
Is that how you present yourself? High, exactly. So you still go by how you reflect yourself will determine how you're going to attract the right people. So attract the right people into your life. You have to also prepare yourself, groom yourself well, carry yourself well with standard. And not just standard, even morals. Because if you have standard, you don't have morale, it's a waste. You need both so you can package well. And she's a standard.
The way relationship was 10 years ago, I don't think it's the same way relationships are now.
With Gen Z. No, it's not.
So I think the relationship thing have like shifted away, because I can't now come and be giving you advice on how I did it before, or how I did it 10 years ago, or how I did it 20 years ago. I think it was more easier. Boy meets girl on the road, they start talking. I met my husband on the road, we started talking and we took it off from there, and that was it. Now it's a long process. Like it's different. Men want soft life, women want soft life, so we meet in the middle.
Exactly.
So I want to read out some things to use. It's a thread, and they were asking, like, married person to a married person. What advice will you give a married person to a married person? And the reply was, I promise you, the person you are admiring is not better than your spouse. It's just because you don't live with them. 100%. You don't know the character of that person, and that's why you think the person is better than who you are with. The next one says, middle child to middle child. No, thank you. Let's continue to do this for the other children. Leave us alone. Middle child don't want to even be part of it. They always believe that they are not part of anything. They are isolated set of people. Christian to Christian, please stop calling pastor daddy and mommy.
Very important.
Alcoholic to alcoholic, eat chicken liver before drinking. The alcohol won't know which liver to attack and to just give up. International students to international students. Third class in Nigeria is not first class abroad. You know, they always tell us this thing that if you're always failing in Nigeria, that if you go abroad, that you pass. Roommate to roommates. Once it's 10 p.m., do not receive any call from a man and be laughing like a hyena. Employee to employees. Sleep with that co-worker. You'll be fired anyway. Girl to girl. This one, I believe it's... Take that period painkiller. There is no need for you to suffer.
Okay.
Take that painkiller. There's no need to be doing warrior. Side chick to side chick. Stay where they put you. No hustle to get promotion.
Exactly.
Content creator to content creator. If you don't create content with your XR, you would not create content with iPhone 16 Pro Max.
It's very valid.
Very valid. That one, very, very valid. And that is the end of the trend. Aisha, it was such a pleasure having you here. Thank you so much
for coming. Thank you for having me.
It was such a pleasure to have you. Please come back again. Please.
We already have a date. Next year, I'm coming back.
Next year, not even one time, maybe more than one time.
Thank you so much for having me. I had a great time. Thank you to the Chill Sisters. You guys are really chilled. The conversation has been so interesting. So interactive. I could see the bond. So I'd like to say shout out to you guys. You did an amazing job. And I really can't wait to see the Chill Sisters going viral. My big sisters, I know them. I was even on their show one time. So really, like we all say, based on our reflection and everything, 2024 was amazing. Yeah. But inshallah, 2025 was killing. Killing in all aspects of life.
It will be going to crazy.
Grow.
Yes.
Going to be crazy in aspect of success.
Inshallah.
Inshallah. Thank you for having me, Sis Rashida and Sis Yusuf. I'm so happy to be here.
Thank you so much for listening thus far. It's been a fantastic year with you people taking our shenanigans, coming back every week. We do not take it for granted. Thank you so much. And next year, we are coming back stronger and better. We gave you a lovely guest today. Aisha was fantastic. She was a breath of fresh air. Thank you so much. Do good things for us, guys. Follow our social media handles. It's at the Chill Sisters Podcast, both on Instagram and TikTok. You can send us an email, thechillsisterpodcast@gmail.com. Thank you so much. Cue.